today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. What a joy it is to have you listening today. We hope our program is a blessing to you, and I want to say thank you for listening. And I want to ask you to do me a favor. We would love to know where you're hearing this broadcast today, what city you're in, the call letters of the station where you're hearing. If you could just contact us, it would be such a blessing to us to know that you're hearing the program and where the program is being heard. You can do that a number of ways. You can go to our website at considerhisword.org. Again, considerhisword.org. And there's a tab there that says Contact Us. And if you'll just click on that, you can send us that information. Now, if you'll send me an address, I'd love to send you one of our little prayer journals. We send a number of these out every week, and we'd love to get one in your hands. Now, these are just little books. They'll fit in a shirt pocket. They'll fit in a purse. Usually fit into a Bible case or even under your Bible cover. I take mine with me to church on Wednesday night, and I write down prayer requests. Actually, I carry it to every service, and as people say, pray for me, I'll pull that notebook out and be able to write it down right then and be able to remember to pray for them all during the week. I'd love to get one of these prayer journals into your hands. So you can go to the website, again, considerhisword.org. You can email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Again, considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Most of the requests we get actually come through the regular mail. So you can write to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Bailey Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. And give that to you once again. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Bailey Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you, so write to us. In Philippians 4, Paul is writing to the church to encourage them. He's told them in verse 1, "Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved." By stand fast, he's encouraging them to hang in there, to stick with it, to don't quit, don't get discouraged, don't get depressed, don't back down, just keep on serving the Lord and keep on serving the Lord. When I was in college, they were hard days between classes and papers to write and tests. And everyone knew that it was tough, and the college I went to was a tough school. And we would encourage each other by saying, just keep on keeping on. And that was always a blessing to me when somebody would tell me, and I would pass it on. I would tell them, just keep on keeping on. And that's kind of what Paul is telling them here. He's also telling, when you go down a few verses in verse 5, he said, "Let your moderation be known unto all men, the Lord is at hand." Now, the word moderation here, remember, means to have that calm assurance, to have a gentle patience. And so in a nutshell, Paul is telling them to keep calm and carry on. This is from that sign. You may have seen it. It had a red background with white letters. It was produced in World War II in England. So they were trying to encourage people to just keeping on with their lives. Though they were being bombed and, oh, it was tough. Food was rationed and all of those things were going on. However, this particular sign, there were other signs, but this particular one that said, keep calm and carry on. They made nearly 2.5 million of them and most of them were destroyed. They never actually used them very much. There were a few that went out. However, in the year 2000, there was a bookstore in England that had gotten some boxes of used books, and going through it, they found one of these posters and hung it in a window in their store. And people became very interested in it and wanted copies, so they started making them, and that's why you see them around today. I have one myself that I have hanging in my office. Keep calm and carry on. Now, how can we do that? And I think in this chapter, Paul tells us how we can do that. He told us, first of all, to keep calm, knowing the privilege that we have in prayer. We saw that back in verse 6, where he told them, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. The next way that he encouraged them is to keep calm, knowing the peace of God to keep us. You'll see that in verse 7. He said, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Knowing that he will keep us, that we'll have the peace of God that passes understanding. Now, when the Bible talks about peace, it generally talks about peace in two ways. It talks about having peace with God. Romans 5:1, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, that's a question of salvation. Can you say that you have peace with God? Before we were saved, the Bible says we were the enemies of God. But now, knowing Christ, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. The second way is what we see here, knowing the peace of God. Now, this is a peace that comes by knowing Jesus Christ as our Savior. It's a peace that comes from the indwelling Spirit of God, and a peace that the Bible says passes understanding. It's actually a peace that Jesus gives us when we get saved. In John 14:27, Jesus said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You hear that last verse? Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. I think we could read in there, to be calm. So we can have a calmness. We can be calm. We can keep calm, knowing the peace of God to keep us. It's a peace, he said, that passes understanding. Now, sometimes Christians can go through such terrible, terrible things, through hard, hard things, and yet they have that sense of peace about them. It's a peace because they know God's got this. And a peace that they have knowing that God is in control and God knows what he's doing. And maybe by this time they've even talked to the Lord about it and they have that sense of calmness, that sense about them. Now, notice it comes from prayer. Don't forget that. Back in verse 6, he told them to let their requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passes understanding, will keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. It's a peace that can calm that troubled heart. When it seems that the world is falling apart around us and we are going through hard times and we go through personal trials, that peace can calm a troubled heart. Just like Jesus would calm the waters. And he said, peace be still. And maybe he says that in our heart and says that in your heart, to peace be still. And that calmness and that stillness will come over us as we trust him. I believe it's a peace that calms a fearful heart. By fearful, I mean worry. When we worry, in fact, we go back to verse 6 when he said, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made unto God. Be careful for nothing. It means don't be anxious. Don't be anxious for anything. Don't worry about it. That peace overcomes that worry and that fear as we hold his hand and follow him and trust him. I believe this is a peace that cannot be found anywhere without Christ. As people come to know the Lord, and maybe when you came to know the Lord, you found that peace that He brought into your life, a peace that kept you from wrestling with the sin question. When finally that question is answered, will I go to heaven? And you know that you have eternal life through Christ our Lord, it brings that sense of peace. That battle is over. That battle has been won. Jesus said it's a peace that he gives us, a peace that the world does not understand, a peace that people who know Christ, well, they get it, they understand, and they know what it is to have that peace in their heart, to not only be at peace with God, but have the peace of God. And as he says that we receive that peace, I want you to notice this toward the end of the verse. He said that, and he said, the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. You see, when he says that he will keep us, means that he will bring that calmness and he will keep us calm. We know that we're in his care. We know that we're in his hand, and he will keep us calm and give us that calm assurance. He will keep your hearts and keep your minds to give you that peace in your heart and to give you that peace of mind. They're both there as we call upon him and as we depend on him, and we can keep calm and carry on. And we keep on living for him and keep on serving him and keep on worshiping him. Now, I want to ask you this question. Do you have that kind of peace? Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ is your own Savior? You know, you can trust him today. If you'll bow your head before him, repent of your sin, call upon him. The Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And the Bible says that if we will confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. See, it's a question of coming to him by faith and trusting him, putting our lives in his hand, calling on him, giving him life, making him the Lord of your life. Faith in the resurrection in the Lord Jesus Christ. If you'll do that, if you'll do it today, you could have that peace that passes understanding, and you can keep calm and carry on. Thanks for listening today. God bless you.
His word will give you wisdom for tomorrow today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. His word. Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
Consider his word.